Welcome to the Wise Women Collective Show.
Join hosts Lynn Schuessler-Williams, Holly Hartman, and Brooke Haynes with their inspiring guests for conversations that fuel personal growth, career success, and community impact.
Tune in to connect and amplify your power, because when women rise, the world follows.
Hi, everyone. We are here with Wise Women Collective Radio. We're so excited to have you. Welcome to my co-hosts, Holly Hartman and Brooke Haynes. I'm so excited. And I'm Lynn Schuessler-Williams. And we are going to talk about something really fun today, just the three of us. And we are going to discuss your word of the year. Now, some of you are like, what language is she speaking? I know not of this, what she speaks, but, and Holly just had that experience today when she brought this up to a group. So we'll talk a little bit about what it is. And then we've got some stories to tell around it and around the thoughts about it and all that sort of thing. So Holly, you want to kick us off by kind of share that story you had from today of people not knowing, and what did you say to them when they didn't know?
Yeah, no, because I've been in personal and professional development for so long that some of the things that I do, like as just my breathing, I forget that not in the world and not everybody does that. So I was hosting a networking group and I just shared, I thought, oh, well, this will be fun. We're near the end of the year. Let me ask everybody what their word of the year is, because this is the time where I reflect on my past year of what did my word of the year entail, and then what do I want to call in for the next year. And so when I asked, there was literally me and my co-host were the only ones that ever heard of it. And I was like, oh, okay, well then we're gonna get to teach it. So really, it like the watered down basic version is everybody knows about New Year's resolutions. Everybody thinks about a New Year's resolution, whether you have a distaste for it or a love for it. We all know what it is. So this is kind of a similar concept of it, a spinoff of it, in the sense that you choose one word. And that's way easier. Well, it is and it's not. Way easier, yeah. Because you're using that as like your thread, your intention for the year. And like, and that gets woven into so many things, not necessarily just business. You can make it business related, not necessarily just your personal life. It could be just kind of like your own word anthem for the year and how it makes an impact. And if you revisit quarterly or 6 months and start to, or, you know, integrate it into your journaling every day, depending on what your practice is, it can really set the stage of some amazing momentum. We all know everybody who has done a New Year's resolution and they're really good for like the first 24 to 48 hours. Exceptionally good if they make it the first week, and even better if they make it a month, but most of them do not last. The word of the year though, it's like the sweet spot. It's that one that you can continue to have throughout the year. And I know people that had it and then they're like, you know what? I want to continue this word next year because it made such an impact. Like I want to keep that energy. So Brooke, I know do you have a different take on what it is?
No, that you've set it up very well. For me, it's a word or a short phrase, something that's passwordable, something I can create as a password, right? Not to say to the whole world that that's what I do, but I'm just saying it could be. Oh, goodness. So, but you got to know the way I do it. Because it's something that I write every day, 100 times a day, like all the time. And it's like an affirmation. But it's the theme. And there were a couple years where I had 2, 6 months into it, it kind of changed. But that was only twice that I remember. But so far, it's an intention. It's an intention that you say all the time. Mm-hmm. And it's an intention that keeps you where you're going. And the reality is, when you set that intention at the beginning of the year, that's the most monumental moment. But then to keep it up, how many people like to keep it up and to keep it in your forefront. And then, like you said, Holly, to reflect back on it. It's just super important. And I can tell you what my themes were since, I don't know if this is when I started or when I started remembering, but since 2018.
It was grand. That always blows my mind, Brooke, that you can do that.
I'll go through it with you. Grand 2018, Clarity 2019, Rock 2020, and boy, did I. Open for Open Doors 2021, Focus 2022, and it was Focus on What Serves Me. And then was More of Me for More of Me 2023, More of Me 2023. And I did that, and it was My Will 2024, because my will was going to just drive it home. Mm-hmm. And now my 2025 is right at the tip of my tongue. I'm toying with two of them, which might mean a third one might come in and take over, or it might mean I'll land on one of these. But I know what I want the theme to be. I'm just looking for what most accurately serves it. And so, and I look back and I see how those served me and where they, how it showed up, right? Like, so I love the subject. I don't ever get tired of it. The vision boards and I mean, Lynn and I, we did a couple, what to do with your vision board and why it's not your typical vision board and how to make a vision board actually work for you. We've done those, but I never get tired.
I think the first thing we ever did together was a Word of the Year workshop.
I think it might've been. Yep.
I think it was.
Yep.
All the weaving.
Yes. And it's interesting, Holly, because you showed up. This is how we got inspired to do this conversation, was you showed up talking about this story. And I was like, what? Women we know? We need to talk to them. Call them up. Get them on here right now.
Like, how does this happen? So, yeah, I even have a training. I've got a video training how to do the Word of the Year, and I have a document that's really easy. It's just a journal exercise to just get you connected and anchored, and we'll put that in everywhere we put the show so you have a free downloadable to like just embrace this and just explore it. This is like an invitation for you to start your year off on like setting the intention. I would love to tell you, you mentioned a lot of the words that you've come up with, and I don't remember the year attached to it, but playful. And I think it might have been 2020. I was struggling because I had left a marriage that was toxic, and I was in this like big healing journey. And then I felt like because I was trying to build a business at the same time, entrepreneur, that I was so serious all the time, and I didn't know how to be playful. And so I became playful was my Word of the Year. And I invested in this program called Dancing with Dopamine, where like we did skits and improv and like play. And I'm pretty sure that if I said I was not playful to you two now, you all would have been like, you're playful. Like, that's not like what? So I had to work at being playful. I had to be intentional at being playful. And now it's just a part of my being.
Yeah.
It unleashed that part of me. I gave it permission to be, because I was playful as a child. It's not like I've never not been playful. It's not like I had to retrain it. It was more of a opening of the door of this authentic being to say, I'm intentionally inviting you back into my life, and this is how we're going to show up.
Yeah.
And then 3 years ago, I had this idea. I was like, ooh, legacy. Legacy is going to be my word. And then I started to reflect, and I'm like, that's big. And not to say we can't choose big words, but I was like, but I'm jumping a few steps if I go with legacy first. And I'm like, what comes before legacy? And it was lead. And at this time, this is when I created the networking group that now has 2,600 people in it. Like 2 years later, like it was really on the cusp of that. I'm like, well, I have a group of leaders. Lead is my word. And it just developed and just like snowballed in the most beautiful way. And then last year was impact. And oh my God, did I make an impact in our community and across the world? Like, and I say that like confidently, like I embodied that word and I know I did. And then this year is legacy. This year I get to embody that word. And I feel like I have created this space, and I don't mean this in any egocentric way, but like pride in the most loving, high vibe energy way to say lead, impact, legacy. I am ready.
And I am ready.
Yeah.
Like, and I want that for everybody else. Like, you don't have to have these, like, if you're thinking, oh my gosh, it literally, like you said, playful. It could be show up.
Something you want to remind yourself to do every single day. I mean,
word that you said, Holly, that I want to, how many of us have social media feeds filled with people trying to tell us how to be more productive, right? How to do more, how to succeed more, all that sort of stuff. And what I see is the big power in an exercise like a word of the year is, you know, I've always said for many years that the power in a to-do list or a goal is really what you decide you want to be first, right? What's your to-be list before you make your to-do list? And what's your intention about who you've come here to be for this coming year? And then how can that be embodied in a word that you have access to quickly and easily and that reminds you and keeps you, you know, inspired about who you've come here to be? And I think that's the key to the whole thing, really, is allowing us to see possibilities. And I love what you just said, Holly, in that story about you thought of legacy a couple of years ago and thought it just feels kind of, and you know, it's the problem with, in my mind, affirmations when they're too big. You know, if I want to lose 50 pounds and I walk around affirming I'm in the best shape of my life, my very next thought is that's just a lie, right? And the same thing can happen with a word of the year. If you had picked legacy 2 or 3 years before you felt ready for it, because it just didn't jive for you yet, then it would have felt like that kind of lie and it would have been counterproductive. So that's my other thing about it is like, who do you want to be? And then allow yourself to only choose a word that you're in alignment with. Right. Fully in alignment with.
And to practice this, toy with it when you wake up in the morning. I have before your feet hit the floor, what's the first thing that just comes to you that your intention for the day is? Your intention of the day, show up. Your intention of the day, be happy, laugh, be productive, whatever it is for your intention today, and toy with it. Toy with the way it feels in your stomach when you say it. Toy with it when you're just trying to say it because we told you to say it. Toy with it because, and then think about it throughout the day. The thing, and watch what it can do, okay? And then you'll see what we're talking about, because now we're talking about holding on to that for a year. And what's for me, consistency is something I am working on. That's a new version of me. Okay. And so I'm consistent in a lot of things, but not the little things in life. Okay. And so, so for me, an affirmation is this big sentence and it can change its meaning on me. And it's a lot to remember. Heck, a whole sentence is a lot for me to remember. I'm just going to say that. Okay, but a word that is put to use every day. It's easy. It's digestible. It can remind me. And then that is something, it's about the only thing, honestly, that I have had thus far to look up and look back and see how it really affected me. Mm-hmm. Because it's so simple and it's usable. It can't be something that you don't ever think about again. The whole point of it is that you think about it every day, right? And so when I look back, I could be like, wow, when Brooke makes baby steps of progress towards this thing, when I say this word and keep it in my intention all day, I can see how it kicks in. And it does kick in. It kicks in my life. It kicks in. It shows up sometimes not till the end of the year. Sometimes it immediately, and I don't even see it, right? To me, it feels very important to my life. And I love all that you all have said about it as well. It's all super important.
I love the passion that just brought out of you, Brooke, and this energy of like, this is my zone. This is where I'm at. Yeah. I love it. Yeah. I want to share, because this keeps coming up in my head. And by the way, listeners, I'm neurodivergent, so I get downloads and things and whatever, squirrel. But another thought that I had that I feel like is important to share is there was a time in my life when I would say that I desired something or wanted to be something, and it challenged me more than I wanted to sign up for, in the way of like, there was a time where patience was the thing that I was asking for. And the beauty of patience is a skill. The counter to that is that skill is developed by people challenging your patients or right. by things challenging your patients. And so I actually called in a lot of challenging experiences that yeah. year. When patience was my intention, I certainly learned the skill of patience. So mm-hmm. I adjusted it for another time that it was not as, I can't remember what the word was, but I adjusted and realized that patience was not necessarily, I needed to learn something else that was a little softer because that yeah. was a long ride that road that year.
That I'll love that story. You're like, so I adjusted it. I didn't really need to learn it that way. Lynn, that reminds me of your story about abundance.
Mm. Yes. I mean,
it's a little different, but it reminds me of yeah. what the word abundance did for you.
Yeah. So I don't know whether it was a word of the year exactly, but it was a word I was enamored of anyway. And some of our listeners may be tempted to pick abundance for a word because it seems like a really great word. And then one day I realized that you can have an abundance of things you don't want. You can have an abundance of negative experiences. You can have an abundance of people judging you. You can have an abundance of all kinds of things that are not what you're trying to create in your life, right? And that prosperity for me was really what I meant by abundance. That prosperity, inherent in that word prosperity is good experiences. Whereas in abundance, it's still kind of iffy what you really mean. So I think that's what you're talking about, right, Brooke?
It is. And it makes me think when you tell your story too, that abundance might be good for someone who is always experiencing the lack of things, right? So right. if they're like, well, there's never enough time, there's never enough money, there's never enough friends, there's never enough whatever, if you're experiencing that, maybe abundance is good. Mm. Maybe you're an abundance of never enough.
Yeah.
But because abundance doesn't mean money like we think. It doesn't just mean money like sometimes right. we think it does. It like you right. just said.
Well, neither does money. Prosperity mean just financial prosperity.
No, it's like
right. prosperity in my mind is your wellness and your
yeah,
like all
joy and mm-hmm. I know joy is in the same joy is in your prosperity flow when it comes to energetically, according to yes. Blue List Healing. So
yeah, I do think, you know, the frequencies of joy, the frequencies of prosperity and elation and all those things are just so important for us to see as possibilities. And I think that's one of the things I love about the word of the year. And my experience with the word of the year, I've chosen one, I don't know, dozens of times at this point. And some years they stick and they go all year long. And I can really, like Brooke was talking about, really track the impact of it. And then other years I'm like, what was that word? Long about October. I'm like, what was that word this year? No idea. You know, it's about creating an intention of what you're wanting to experience from that word. That's to me what I think is kind of the power behind it.
I love that. Let's talk about, so let's say that they downloaded the form or they already kind of know it, but maybe they don't understand the best practices of how to use it or how to anchor it in. Brooke, you kind of mentioned some of those, but yeah. do you mind sharing a little bit more about like how are ways that we can be intentional to keep it in the front of mind to be able to utilize it?
Well, one way was put on your phone, your screensaver. Mm-hmm. As you look at, are we looking at our phone? No matter how much you pride yourself and you are or are not addicted to your phone, you're going to look at it a lot. Okay. And so
this is my 2023 right there. On my
perfect. On right my there screen. On the, like, just like
still 2023 is still there.
And so either the word itself or like a vision board, the word and what it embodies. But I like the to me, the word is simple. And then another way is a password. You don't have to, like, if someone knows my word of the year, that doesn't mean they know my password, because I have a whole big thing that goes around my password. It's not just the word of the year, but it's always in my password. So how many times do you enter your passwords throughout the day? For me, I'm in and out of platforms, in and out of apps all the time. And I'm just putting in my password, and, you know, and because I know the way I do it, you know, I can know things. I don't know how much to say about that, but anyway,
don't say any more.
Okay. So, but anyway, that's a good one. So another way is to put it like on your computer. Put it, if you're a reader and you pride yourself in how much you read in a day, put it on your bookmark. What is it that you're waking up and doing all or throughout the day? Not once, but throughout the day. And using.
Write it in lipstick on your bathroom mirror.
Yeah.
Or put a little sticker with it on it on the rear view mirror in your car if you're a driver all the time, right?
Mm-hmm. Your refrigerator when you open up the door. Mm-hmm. Pretty soon you're not going to see it anymore, but your subconscious is going to see it and connect with it. Mm-hmm. You'll be like, well, I don't even see it anymore. Oh, but you do. You're connected to it when you see that. And by the way, I am a proponent for vision board workshops. I'm a vision board pro expert. I do teach that too, but this is also that individual anchoring that is so simplified that anybody can do it, no matter your skill level.
Your vision board could be inspired by your word.
Yeah, absolutely. You
create a whole vision board of it. Mm-hmm. And to know, like, I'm not a word person. Okay. I have a saying, just know what I mean. Don't listen to what I say, just know what I mean. Okay. But I define my words because I want to make sure, like Lynn with the abundance and prosperity. The other day, I our Be More conference is Flourish. But when I went, something happened when I saw that word. I was like, that's real close from what I'm looking for. Mm-hmm. And so I defined it. So I go define it and I play in the definition of it to make sure it's really lined up. Now, I know we give things our own definitions, and that too is important. But if there is somebody else going to be using these words and ways all the time around us, we need to make sure they're aligned with our intention. It really goes back to who you want to be, what your intention is, like Lynn and Holly were saying. And then really anchor in that word to see what we're talking about by making a difference, how you started that legacy, how you started bringing joy in your life. I was ready to rock 2020. I rocked 2020. Mm-hmm. I was ready to open doors in 2021. And man, the amount of doors that were open were unbelievable. Now I'm figuring out how to hold on and hold the flow to all those doors that are open, you know? So it really does build on itself.
For somebody that is new to this,
yes,
what advice would you, like one piece of advice, like if they've never done the word of the year and they're going, maybe I'll do that. What's keep one piece of advice that we haven't already said?
Keep it simple. Mm-hmm.
I would say, ask yourself this question. What would you love? What would you love in your life? What would you love your life to look like? What would you like your health, your career, your money, your time, what would all of that, what's the thread in the answer to what would you love? Because, you know, I go back all the time to that famous Howard Thurman quote about don't ask what the world needs, ask what makes you come alive and do that, because what the world needs is more people who have come alive. So what would you love? What would light you up for that to be in your experience?
Never. Going to Lynn has a whole business around this, but have where you feel it in your body when you say that word. Mm-hmm. As for me, it's like when it resonates in the gut, boy, I know it's done. It's in like Lynn.
Yeah, I get cold chills. That's how my body tells me. It's like, it's funny how our body shows you in different signals, each person. So listening to, because our body will, and we will go into this probably some other topic, like our body keeps score and our body signals to us ways that, like, it's a, like a, some people say full body yes. And that's when I'm like, oh, that is it. Like, if I feel like, oh, that could be it. Or, you know, my caution would be, don't people please. Because right. sometimes we're like, oh, I know I'm going to be telling people what my word of the year is. And if I don't choose a big word, people are going to judge me. If I don't, like, it literally could be chewing gum. Like, it does. It's like what right. means something to you. It doesn't have to mean anything to anybody else in the world. Like, really make sure it's aligned to you and not somebody else's agenda. Not yeah. somebody else's perspective of who they think you should be. So if there's a should in there,
rethink good. That. Yeah. Take yeah, that should.
Reflection time of going, okay, where'd this word come from? Is this actually mine? Or is this a should that somebody else put on me that I think I need to be that, not want right. to be or desire to be? So. Well, I think we've come to a pretty good conclusion on yes. this word of the year. Who's excited to do theirs? And do you all know yours yet?
I don't.
I think I'm not positive. I think because and the reason why I'm less positive than I was because now I have two, and when there's two, I'm like, But it was holding flow was one. You know, that's a serve. It's a thing. And my intention behind that is not. Yes, over here. And now I have 20 other things to go do because I'm really good at manifesting opportunities. I want to anchor in one and hold it. No, let me rephrase that. Wait, hold on. Back up. I want to anchor in and dial in the ones that are me. Right. I'm really bringing in Brooke this year. And so this year was my will, and it was to make it something happen. Right. And I have gotten there. So now I'm like, okay. So my will meant over and beyond any problems, right, that were in my way. So, and then flourish is, it is kind of like that, but flourish, it seems a little bit where there's a betweener step. There's a betweener. Maybe it's
the
betweener.
That was my lead. And then
I'm right there. I'm right there. I'm almost
there. You know, I don't think there's any coincidence in the idea that the three of us decide on a theme for the Spring Be More Conference. And then a month or two later, we're picking our word of the year. And that word resonates with us because I think my word last year had something to do with the Be More Conference theme. So there may be like a pattern in that. Like,
this is the first time for me, if so, but I could see why. It would make sense.
Yeah.
It would make a lot of sense.
Because we've already chosen that word one time for it being powerful, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I got to say, flourish appeals to me a lot too, because it's a lot like prosperity for me. It's like, what does it mean to really flourish? What will I call into my life if I am fully embodying flourish? And yeah, so.
Yep. Yeah. Holly, do you?
I'm toying with legacy, but it could be that there's something before that still, even though I'm wanting to reflect on it. I'm going to use my own document and take the time to intentionally do that. And it's coming upon that time when I normally do that anyway. But Brooke, there was one, this probably sounds very insane. I don't know, for whatever it was. My download was just the word Brooke. And the reason why is there was a time where you said, I'm going to just use my name. That's my brand.
Yeah.
And this time when you've said, I'm coming into who I am and calling in all the authenticity, but that might not trigger if you're seeing your name all the time anyway, but I heard Brooke. Like, that's what I heard is the word of the year is just
Brooke. But maybe when you help me with my branding, you can pull that in.
That's just another step in that. But that's what I heard, like, really strongly was just like that anchoring of like, it's all that.
Yeah.
But awesome. We've come to the end of this session today, and what a fun topic to talk about. Obviously, you can see it sparks joy in our lives to talk about it and to bring it to everybody here. So thank you for listening. And when you come up with your word of the year, send us a message. Let us know. We'll have email and ways to contact with the Wise Woman Collective. Come into our group and share your word of the year. It's always a buzz, and we invite you to be a part of it.
Yeah, absolutely. And please consider subscribing on YouTube and on your favorite podcast platform. And we will be live on KFRED Radio on internet radio. So check us out there as well. And we will have the link to Holly's worksheet for Word of the Year below this in show notes, so wherever we need to have it for you to find it. And, you know, share this with your friends. If you think this is fun and conversations that you love to have, help us grow the audience for this Wise Women Collective show. We appreciate you. And, you know, because we always say when women rise, the world follows. So let's get to leading that. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Thank you for joining us on the Wise Women Collective show.
We trust you're leaving inspired, empowered, and ready to make a difference. Keep the momentum going. Join our Wise Women Collective community at wisewomencollectivehq.com.
Connect with other women, amplify your power, and together we'll continue to rise. Until next time, stay strong and connected, because when women rise, the world follows.